The gospel we have just read from Matthew about the young boy whom Jesus healed, but the disciples could not heal, has a profound lesson and a warning to all of us. When Christ explained why the boy had not been cured by Christ's disciples because of the lack of faith, it tells us that God sends trials, as in the church today, in order to test our faith. The comparison that Christ used, that if your faith was as large as that of a mustard seed, in other words, very small indeed, you could tell the mountain to move, and it would move. I dare say there is no lack of prayer in our lives. There is no lack of petition and begging God to help us individually and His church throughout the world. We receive the sacraments, we assist at Mass, we spend hours before the Holy Eucharist. We beg, and we keep begging, and so many of the petitions we make seem not to be heard. And here, we are all involved. The speaker as much as you listening. Our lack of faith is something that we should all examine our consciences on, because if it was true in the case of Christ's disciples, we can truly say it is true of us. Our faith is not strong enough, and therefore the things we ask of God are not being heard. This coming semester, starting on the 8th of September, I'll be teaching the Theology of Faith for the 9th year in New York. And I never tire teaching the course, because I always feel that students and teachers have so much to learn. What do we mean when we say, as I'm telling you now, that we should strengthen our faith so that what we ask of God will be more surely heard? It means, I think especially, that although we believe, because we accept on God's word what He told us, but our faith is not deep enough. What can that mean? It happens to occur in the 13th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the same Gospel from which we read this morning. Remember the parable of the sower? We read it a couple of weeks ago, in which Christ tells how a sower went out to sow his seed and fell on different kinds of ground. The first three did not produce any fruit, only the last gave any kind of yield. And it's that first kind of seed that is all about the faith that Christ refers to in the gospel we've just read. Christ says that the seed is the Word of God. By the Word of God, he means God's revelation. The soul is the soil in which this revelation falls. The first kind of soil, Christ says, is the pathway where the seed falls and bears no fruit. Why not? Here's what the Savior says. And I just hope that I'll be clear. Christ says that seed falling by the wayside is the Word of God falling on the souls of those who receive this word, receive the faith, but they do not understand it. And because they do not understand it, the evil one comes along and steals the word of God from their hearts. So if Christ tells us that our faith is not what it should be, and therefore the things we ask or expect from God are not done, he is telling us to make our faith stronger. So what do I do with my faith to make it stronger? Eat more? Sleep more? What do I do to strengthen my faith? Many things we can do, but the one that I would especially commend to you is to try to better understand what you believe. And how do we better understand what we believe? Three ways. First, by reflection, meditation on our faith. Secondly, begging God to deepen our faith. And thirdly, putting our faith to practice. Because, as Christ has told us, it is not just believing, it is grasping what we believe that gives us that strong faith, which, as Christ said in the gospel, is capable of moving mountains. How do we strengthen it? By reflection and meditation, by asking God to deepen our faith, and above all, by putting this faith into practice. Jesus, you have given us our faith. we have to sadly admit that our faith is not as strong as it should be. Help us, dear Savior, to profit from our meditations. Answer our prayers when we beg, Lord, that we may see. And hardest of all, dear Jesus, every day, when we examine our conscience, let's ask ourselves how faithfully have I put into practice what I believe. Jesus, we believe. Help our unbelief. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.